Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Millionaire Mind by Dr. Thomas Stanley. Read by Cotter Smith.
They live in lovely homes located in fine neighborhoods. Balance is their approach to life. They are financially independent, yet they enjoy life. They are not all work, no play type of people. Most become millionaires in one generation. Neither their lifestyle nor their wealth was generated from being highly leveraged financially. They are not credit junkies. How did they accomplish this? How did they balance their need to become wealthy and economically productive with their need to enjoy life? They have the millionaire mind. The research conducted for my earlier book, The Millionaire Next Door, and the results reported therein have expanded the knowledge about the characteristics of America's most affluent people. I decided to broaden the size and scope of my next study to include many more participants from a significantly wealthier population base. The new survey also focused on a different set of attributes and lifestyles, designed to project a deeper, more comprehensive look at the millionaire mind. The results of that study are presented in this program. It is a lot easier to profile the characteristics of people who have the millionaire mind than it is to find them. Why not survey all the households in America? Because only about 4.9% of the households in this country have a net worth of $1 million or more. Nor can you just survey all the people who live in expensive homes. Often these big home owners are what I call...